Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Jake Hinton.
How you doing, Chauncey?
Not bad. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I can't complain.
I can. I'm pretty tired.
Well, I am too, but...
I can always complain.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's, you know, that's true.
And don't get me wrong, I'm positive about it. I'm not necessarily in... I don't know how to put it. Complaining is like a recreational activity for me. It's kind of like a chance for some vocabulary gymnastics as I
kind of an icebreaker.
Come up with new poetic ways to talk about how life sucks.
Most poets were like that.
That's true. That's true.
A lot of depression there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, poetry, it wasn't paying the bills.
Yeah.
So here I am talking about website marketing and online marketing, which is what this show is about. The show is really about small and medium-sized business and really sort of helping you connect to your online buying market. It's still really shocking how many people are disconnected from the buying audience, with the statistics basically saying that everybody is using the internet to buy. And so if you are not represented in some way on the internet, you are a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, I think everyone listening should view this as an opportunity to spank their competitors.
That's true. Yeah,
not everyone's doing it, so get on it.
Right, but the hard part is when it comes to your clients and your customers, everyone is doing it.
That's true.
You know?
Well, you've got to do better than the next guy.
That's true. You know, when I was a kid, okay, so, you know, I was not a successful student, and, you know, I was kind of a screw-off when I was a kid and stuff, and, like, so my dad was constantly on me about it, just like many dads are.
Yeah.
I'm on my kids about it because, you know, I'm a hypocrite. But my dad, I got this new job, and he's just all like, oh, are you working hard? And I'm just all, yeah, I think so. And he's just all, are you working harder than the other guy? And I'm all, yeah, he's all, that's all that really counts. As long as you're working harder than the other guy.
When they downsize, he'll be on the chopping block.
Right, yeah. But, you know, when it comes to SEO and online marketing and stuff like that, that's really true. As long as you're working harder than the other guy, you are succeeding. Because when you type something into Google for a search, Google is going to deliver you something.
Yeah.
You know, and unless you have some weird... like 47 word thing in quotes where you're looking for that specific thing, Google will always serve you up something. And so if you're the best option, you'll be number one. You know, that's just the way goes. You know, you could be the worst best option, but you're still the best option.
Yeah.
All right. So, today we're going to talk a little bit about, prioritizing. You know, this is an article from Moz.com. Moz is really sort of the biggest and most known SEO company. And this is Rewriting the Beginner's Guide to SEO, Chapter 7, Measuring and Prioritizing and Executing SEO. But I really feel that this article doesn't only apply to SEO. I feel that it applies to campaigns and online efforts in general, you know, because – it deals a lot with wording and metrics and tracking so that you know if your efforts worked out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and when it comes to SEO, as well as, I guess, what you're describing, Chauncey's SEM, search engine marketing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Those two things are so codependent and overlap so much. It's almost hard to do one without the other.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, SEM contains also AdWords and, you know, Google My Business and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, so really you kind of do it all together. And if you do it right, you know, you're going to be doing SEO a little bit just by filling out all this stuff that Google wants you to do. You know?
Exactly right.
All right. So this article says, they say if you can measure something, you can improve it. I don't know who said that. That's the first time I have ever heard that statement.
Abe Lincoln, I think.
Yeah, totally. But it makes sense. It does make sense. And it says SEO is no different. And basically they're saying that we need to start by knowing where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it says start with the end in mind. While it's common to have multiple goals, both macro and micro, establishing one specific primary end goal is essential. You know, the first thing that I would ask myself is basically, what do we want to get out of our site? You know, every website wants traffic, but they want traffic maybe for different reasons. Some people want to educate. Some people want to make money. And some people want traffic so that they can have influence. You know, so there are multiple reasons why you probably want traffic. But here, you know, we're dealing with small and medium-sized business, and everybody's just all, well, we want to make money. That is the end goal. And, of course, it is the end goal. So we need a little bit more of an end goal than I want to make money. You know, we need something a little more specific. So, you know, I want to sell doodads, and I want to provide the best doodads that the world has ever seen, and I want to have a positive relationship with my customers. You know, it's pretty obvious, but you do want to have it written down. You want to have yourself a little mission statement that this is what we want to do, and this is what we want to do with our website. Because some people you need to call, some you need to fill out the form, some you purchase directly from the site. You know, those are different end goals for a website that all wants to make money. All right, so the only way to know what a website's primary goal should be is to have a strong understanding of the website's goals and or clients' needs. Good client questions are not only helpful in strategically directing your efforts, but they also show that you care. Client question examples. Let's check this out. Can you give us a brief history of your company? What is the monetary value of a newly qualified lead? And what are your most profitable services or products in order? You know, we work with a lot of businesses. How many businesses that you work with, percentage-wise, do you feel could answer those three questions?
10%.
Right.
Off the bat, 10%.
Yeah.
You've got to coax it out of everyone else.
Right.
And it's not that that means they're all bad, but, I mean, a lot of businesses, well, there's not a clear plan, a clear end goal.
Right.
They haven't set up I read a book maybe a month ago called Scaling Up by Vern Harnish. And pretty much the whole first half of the book is just determining, like, what is your 25-year goal? You're starting a business. Do you plan on being in business in 25 years? Most people would say yes. Well, where do you want to be in 25 years? How do you get there? And then what do you have to do every 5 years to get there? And a lot of companies don't do that. What Chauncey, I think you're saying, and what I'm trying to reiterate here is have a goal and write it down and force your employees to learn it.
Right.
So everyone's headed in the right direction.
Right.
The same direction.
And know it. And if you find that it's easier to have your employees maybe have a separate goal that helps them to know and involves them, maybe that's good. Not a separate goal, but a
supporting goal.
Yeah, a supporting goal. Yeah, totally. A rewording of it, you know. All right. So you're listening to The Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. And we're talking about rewriting the beginner's guide to SEM, let's say. Come on back.
Bye. That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're talking about, we're really talking about when you're building your website and when you're doing your marketing, what order you need to go in, you know, the sort of path that you need to create for yourself. There is of millions, but let's say a large number of things to be done. And anybody who's starting a business knows this. And for each aspect of your business, there are these things that need to get done. You know, some things don't need to be done in order, and some things do. And some things, in the case here that we're discussing, are more productive if you do them in order. Like in the case of, we were just talking about, do you have a mission statement for your company? Can you straight up say what your company's goal is and what you're going to do? And we even talked about your goal for 25 years, and you might be thinking like, oh, well, I can't do that. But the beauty of having a goal for 25 years is then you don't have to do it again for 25 yeah. years. Of course that'll change, but
yeah.
What kinds of goals can your website, use? So here there's some goal setting tips. Measurable. If you can't measure it, you can't improve on it. Be specific. Don't let vague industry marketing jargon water down your goals. And share your goals. Studies have shown that writing down and sharing your goals with others boosts your chance of achieving them.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be a liar as well as a failure.
Right, totally. Yeah, well, there's definitely accountability, you know. When I quit smoking cigarettes, one thing that made me do it is I basically announced on the internet, I announced to everybody, I am never smoking again. I straight up just, I went public. And at the beginning of this year, I said, I'm going to lose 100 pounds this year. And I went public. And so now, I mean, I'm stuck. I have to, you know.
Yeah. Or,
you know, if I don't do it, I'm going to be a liar and a failure. You know, but measuring your goals, the hard part with a business owner a lot of the time is like, what do you measure? It's so easy to get caught up in operations that you forget marketing and mm-hmm. business. You forget these other things because there's always an operation to run to. I fall victim to this a lot, which is why I'm up late at night doing the other stuff. Because during the day when the phone's ringing and stuff's happening, you know, I'm caught up in the operations. And then finally all that goes down at 5 o'clock or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm all, oh yeah, I did it again. I have a lot of stuff to do. And I end up working 3 more hours, you know, yeah. because of that stuff. And also, you know, it's my business. So educating myself on this stuff is definitely what I do.
Right, right.
So what should you measure? If you kind of go into the situation knowing the metrics that you should measure, and especially having them bookmarked or knowing how to get to them, you know, Google Analytics is where a lot of people get this now with the new Google Search Console. You get a lot of it out of there.
Hmm.
I know a lot of us are really digging into Google Search Console and finding more and more in there because they have a whole new system that's coming over on the other side. It's really nice. You can actually – before, it was a very roundabout way to find this, but now you can just put in your URL, and it'll tell you the top queries that got people there.
Oh, that's great.
You know, so you just pop in your page, and they're just all like, oh, this is how people got there. So if you're looking in analytics, and you're all, whoa, we have a high bounce rate, and then you come over here, and you pop it in, and you're just all like, oh, well, it's because people are getting there for queries that
make no sense.
Can make no sense. Yeah. And then you can pop it into Google AdWords, and it'll tell you suggestions for your page. And sometimes those suggestions have nothing to do with what you're doing, you know. So, yeah. So there's lots of options out there. I don't know why they don't pull them all into one thing. Maybe to save my job.
You know, I think they have a finite amount of computing power, and they've figured out a more efficient way to give people the information they want without crunching the numbers no one's ever going to read
right.
constantly.
Right.
And that's an assumption. I don't know. But.
That makes sense. And also, they have, just like we're talking about here, an end goal in mind. And maybe what we're presented with in the moment represent our moment in the goal. But the end goal, it doesn't represent that. So, mm-hmm. you know, they're constantly changing it in order to get to their goal, which, you know, is scary because they're Google. And anybody whose old slogan was do no evil, and then they decided to change that. and this is not a joke. Google's business slogan was do no evil, but then they changed it. I don't know what they changed it to.
They changed it to Google values.
Google values. See, okay, right there. That
it would be like me coming into a room and be like, hey, guys, I just want you to know you can trust me. I live by my principles.
Right. Right. I used to tell you that my principles were do nothing wrong, but now I'm going to tell you that I just live by my principles.
Yeah. Trust me.
Yeah, that's an implication of now I'm going to do stuff that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, anybody out there that's agreeing with this, too bad, you know, because they are the largest search engine in the world.
Yeah.
And will probably be for quite some time.
I agree.
All right. So engaging metrics, what are we really looking at? What we're looking at is, well, there's a lot of different things. You got to really ask yourself, what are you trying to get out of your website? Am I trying to get a phone call? Am I trying to get a form filled out?
Mm-hmm.
Am I trying to get somebody walk in the door? So conversion rate is really important, and it'll help you figure out the money that you're spending and if it's worth it. So just to put it in totally easy terms, let's say I have a business, and when somebody fills out my contact form, they become a lead. Let's say a lead for me is worth $10. If you don't understand what that means, let's say what I sell is worth $100. And for every 10 people that contact me, I sell one. That means that each of those leads is worth $10, because you get what I'm saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the conversion rate is you look at how many people came to your website and how many people converted to being a lead. So we're just cutting it down further and further. So if 1,000 people came to your website and 100 of them became your lead, your conversion rate is 10%. And frankly, that's a pretty good conversion.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dealing with large numbers of people and metrics like this, low numbers are somewhat known, you know.
Yeah.
But once you have 10%, you know, you're going, okay, well, that's a low number, but we're paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff's happening. Let's get that up to 12%, because now we can crunch the numbers. If we're at 12%, we can buy that new truck. You know, that's the way these things work. So setting those kind of goals is really important. So once you're there, you can sort of dig in further. And this is why this takes us beyond SEO. That conversion rate, there's lots of different ways people can get to your website. You know, the SEO aspect is really just working with Google. It's getting the keywords. It's getting people there. But social media will get people there. AdWords will get people there. Word of mouth will get people there.
You should also add, too, you know, as Google's algorithm becomes more and more complex and more usable, as Google sees people converting on your site, your higher conversion rates will actually lead to a greater position
right
in the search engine page. I can't remember if it was Moz or Yoast. It was like 2 years ago that they wrote this article talking about how the new measurement for Google is mission accomplishment.
Right.
Where it used to be keywords and it used to be links.
Right.
Now Google watches, okay, did the user actually accomplish the mission they set out to do?
Right.
If yes, your site gets ranked higher. If no, your site gets ranked lower. So SEO is really depending on you getting your conversions right.
Right. And we've said this for years in SEO, basically. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, SEO is just getting them there. And then after that, there's kind of what we're talking about here, which is conversion rate optimization. And but ultimately, we decided, we the SEOs of the world, you know, me and some people that we worked with, but I'm sure every other SEO on the planet, decided that if you get 1,000 people to their website and 10 of them convert, or if you get 100 people to their website and 20 of them convert, the customer, I mean, the business doesn't care. They want the 20. They don't want the mm-hmm. 10, you know. So, yep. So really it comes down to, are you making them money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. So another big factor there is time on page. You know, this is more so for educational sites. You know, maybe there isn't a conversion goal. It's like, what would the conversion goal for Wikipedia be? The conversion goal for Wikipedia would be time on site.
Yeah.
You know, the longer they hang out, the more they're learning, the more they're doing. And, you know, another one here is pages per visit. That would apply heavily to something like Wikipedia. But in the case of a local business, we want them to hit our landing page, fill out the form or make the call, and then go about their merry way. They don't need to hang out on my site and read my blogs. You know, especially if they need a plumber, they don't need to hang out after they've called me and see how I feel about the difference in types of metal tubing.
Yeah.
Pipes,
yeah.
Whatever. All right. You're listening to the Being Found Show. We are your guide to being found by more buying customers. And come on back. Yeah.
average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The trap you'd and use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're fucking kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger.
All right. Welcome back to the Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. We're talking about sort of measuring the metrics and knowing about where you're headed with your efforts. We were talking about how Google now is ranking people higher who, mission accomplished. I like the way that you put that. that Mission Accomplished is going to give you higher rankings. And we're talking about what you need to look at in order to make that happen. You know, mm-hmm. we just talked about pages per visit in a site like Wikipedia. That basically means that they're clicking through. They read the article. One on here is also scroll depth. Mm-hmm. You know, that wouldn't really apply to a lot of us in the world of business marketing because we don't want people to have to scroll to the bottom. So in marketing terms, if you think about the newspaper, when the newspaper was folded up, you could see the title. And if you had to unfold it to read it, that was called below the fold. Mm-hmm. That term has come over to the internet for anything that you have to scroll to see is below the fold. And in the case of educational stuff, there is a lot there. There's a lot to read. But in the case of business conversion, we don't want people to have to scroll to the bottom to get our information.
I've got a great real-world example of this that happened to me recently.
Okay.
One of our customers is a tree service company.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at their metrics, this is like maybe a month ago, their bounce rate, which means people show up on the website and immediately leave without interacting with the site at all,
mm-hmm.
shot up about 20 or 30% overnight.
Oh.
And it had been doing that. And I was like, man, what on earth? Like, this is a bad thing. What's going on? I looked at the page that it was occurring on. It was the home page. Mm. And I looked at when it happened. I thought, you know, this happened exactly when I added the payment options to the top that were kind of important. They were innovative. And we wanted to highlight those. So just kind of as a experiment, I was like, you know, if this is it, I need to fix this quickly. So I took those out and I put three of their top services in the front. And I mean, it was immediate, just bounce rate plummeted 20, 25%. We're back to normal, even better than normal, which is a really great thing. And it's because people don't have to scroll to see what this company does for you right now.
Right.
And that was it. I just had to keep that stuff on top. I forgot that I'm supposed to do that. And, you know, luckily we were able to fix the situation, but you know, it's that important. We're talking about 20% of traffic just left.
Totally. Something you said last week really sort of blew my mind. You know, there's all these concepts going around in our heads. You know, we're trying to figure different stuff out. And when you can simplify those things into a sentence or something like that, I feel that I get to a whole new level of like, oh my God. You know, so something you said last week, sell them the results, not the product.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you're selling drill bits, what you're doing is you're selling them a hole. You're not selling them the drill bit. And that really sort of blew my mind with messaging. You know, it took me to another level of like, how do I need to write this sentence?
I do have to credit, I think it was the Lowe's CEO or, you know, some big box company CEO who said that.
Yeah. Well, he said it right.
Yeah.
You know. He definitely, well, you get credit for it. I have a feeling I'm never going to meet that guy.
All right. I'll take it.
Right. So, search traffic is something obviously you need to measure. As a local business and stuff, they're all very used to, search rankings. If you own a business and you have a marketing company, you're getting search rankings back. And so that is if you are a plumber in Kalamazoo, you know, you're getting a search ranking for Plumber Kalamazoo, mm-hmm. and it's telling you where you ranked on the page. This is a great metric just to sort of give an overhead view, but not a great metric to get a huge understanding of what's going on with your website. So if that's all you're getting, you could probably be getting more, unless you're business is just killing it and constantly going up. Well, then maybe you have a great marketing company and you just don't need to pay any more attention. But analytics is a much better number. So really, if you can, you probably want to see conversion rate more so than you want to see rankings. Rankings is great for meetings, mm-hmm. and it's a great thing to have, and of course you should be tracking them, but you have to realize that if you're in South Kalamazoo or East Kalamazoo, you're going to actually get different results. So they're not hugely reliable because they're going to change based off of your location.
Yep.
Using Google Analytics to uncover traffic insights, isolate organic traffic. So in Google Analytics, you know, that's why this isn't really just SEO. I really enjoyed this article because it really made my mind see more. So if you're interested in this article, it's Moz.com Beginner's Guide to SEO Chapter 7. Not a very exciting title, but it's a good read. And as I'm reading this, I just realized how much of it is applied to everything other than SEO. Isolate organic traffic. So in Google Analytics, once you get down there, you can really see where all your traffic is coming from on a category level. So is my traffic organic? What that means is somebody typed it into search and they went to the organic results, which is anything that's not an ad. And they got to my website that way. Not anything that's not an ad. Google My Business also would not be organic results. Traffic to your site over time is something that you can see. There's something great in there. And this is why we always tell people, get analytics in your site immediately. Because I can see what my traffic was over the last week. Right? And that's great. You know, what's the date today? The 9th. Perfect. Let's say I see my traffic over the last week, and I think, okay, man, that's great. Now let's compare it to the week before. Well, the week before had the first in it. People got more money on the first. And so my traffic is higher. That's not really a great comparison. But let's say I take all my traffic over the course of February, and I compare it to the year before. You know, that is a much better comparison to see where we're at now, because all things being somewhat equal.
To make that, to drive that home, I just talked about the tree services company.
Yeah.
For me to compare their March traffic to their January traffic, it would be foolish.
Right.
Nobody is thinking about their trees in January.
No.
Everybody's thinking about their trees in March. I have a much better idea of whether or not they've gained year over year by looking at the year prior.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that is a perfect example because, you know, I'm doing the carpet cleaning website, right? And it's raining. You know, we're not getting any calls because it's raining. Nobody's getting their carpets cleaned while it's raining. You know, they're going to wait till it's sunny and then they're going to pick up the phone. You know, that's just the way that it works. So
spring cleaning.
Right. You know, so this whole creating the campaign is very important. So additional common metrics that you could do is domain authority and page authority. Now, page authority is really funny to me because, like, domain authority is a number that basically says an overall view of how good your site's doing. But page authority cracks me up because it's basically the same thing, only using a different algorithm. But the guy who made its last name was Page. So it's not about a specific page. It's still about your entire
was
website.
Was it Larry Page or someone else?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I just, when I found that out, I'm just like, what? Really? You know? And so a number of backlinks you can track, but of course you can't really track the number of backlinks unless you're also tracking the quality of backlinks. I've had like customers basically be all, well, we only got 5 last week. And I'm just all like, but they're worth, you know, the equivalent to 500 other ones, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like, you really can't do that unless you're going to track the quality as well.
Yeah.
You know, basically, we're coming up on the end of this segment. I just want people to know, having a goal in mind, setting that goal, and really sort of picking some metrics. If you have to pick something, I would say, talk to your marketing company or educate yourself a little bit and say, we want to figure out our conversion rate so that we have something to measure and improve on.
Yeah. You
know? And so that is a great place to start. I know there was a lot of information there, but conversion rate is probably your best place to start.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to The Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the news a little bit.
Get ready. purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the Trail of Big Cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Being Found show. We're going to talk a little bit about the news here. This First Up article I thought was pretty wild. It kind of blew my mind that we live in this world. And that is security flaws in three specialist car alarms have left vehicles vulnerable to being stolen or hijacked. The bugs were found in alarm apps by Clifford, Viper, and Pandora and are in 3 million vehicles.
So to be clear, what that means is like some cyber criminal can unlock and start your car using a remote computer or cell phone.
Yeah, or at least get into it. Yeah.
That sucks.
That does suck. You know, so basically anything, it's like eventually they're going to be, you know, I think my washing machine has the option, the dryer has the option of connecting to an app, you know, because like if we're doing something and okay, laundry irritates me because I live with three girls and they... It's like my clothes are just normal. If they're left in the dryer, it's fine. But they all have these like weird little chunks of fabric. Like when I'm going to like fold them, I'm all, I don't even understand if this is a shirt or what this is. But they apparently can't be left in the dryer or they just all wrinkle. So they have to be taken out of the dryer immediately. Right. Yeah. So it can connect with an app and people can keep the dryer running. But, you know, eventually somebody's going to hack my dryer and, you know, steal all my clothes.
Yeah, I love the idea of a smart home, but like at the same time, That's kind of creepy. People can hack into your smart home and terrorize you.
Yeah, or camera systems in your home. Yeah, maybe they can hack into those. All right, in some company news, bike sharing pioneer Mobike is retreating to China. They were in a bunch of different companies. This is one of those things that you that you'll see where you can get the bike, swipe your card, ride the bike, and then just chain it up somewhere and somebody else can get it. I thought it was a great idea. In the town we live in, it's not very practical. Our town is definitely not set up for this.
It's too spread out.
But I thought it was a great idea, but apparently it's just not catching on in the United States. Maybe they need, like, SUV bikes or something.
You know, I don't know. I think in America we just like our dang cars.
We do. something interesting that I read that's off the topic here. In Portland, so in most cities, statistically, the amount of people that ride their bikes to work is 1%.
Mm-hmm.
In Portland, it's 7%. And that's a big, big jump. Yeah. And so in downtown Portland, they're actually getting rid of parking spaces and putting in 13 miles of bikes-only lanes.
Wow.
And it's really growing there, you know? So, yeah.
And those tight cities tend to do better, I think, with bikes. I was in San Francisco recently, and, you know, very much a bicycle-oriented city.
Yeah, but they got all those hills.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, you got
some
serious calves.
Yeah.
So bike sharing is going down. Google employees aren't convinced that Dragonfly is dead.
Oh, snap.
Why don't you tell us what's up with this one?
Well, yeah, so we actually talked about this a few months ago now about how Project Dragonfly was China hired Google to create a search engine that would help them track their citizens, you know, because they need to know if they need to be black bagged or not.
Right.
So basically all the employees at Google found out about this. Several of them went on strike. And when I say several, I think something like 17,000 went on strike.
Right.
To tell Google they didn't agree with what they were doing. And Google said, okay, you know what, we won't do it. Well, now some technicians are saying, hey, these code packets that are supposed to not be worked on anymore, we're watching them and they're changing. Someone's working on them. So there's a suspicion that Google is continuing to work on this. And so far I haven't heard if Google's responded to this these allegations or not. It would be interesting. We already talked about how they kind of changed their values a little bit.
Right, yeah.
I learned a lot more about what this is going to be used for. It's very interesting. China's implementing something called a social scorecard. Have you heard of this?
I have.
Yeah. So this is crazy. So your citizenship status will be affected by the way you spend your time and the things you enjoy. So if you, say, watch a movie that the government doesn't like, your social scorecard goes down. And it actually affects whether or not you get good prices at the grocery store, you know, whether or not you get tickets. I mean, crazy stuff like that. China is really well, I wouldn't want to live there. I'll just put it that way.
No. I saw a little documentary video on it on Facebook or something, and they had this older woman basically like going around with a clipboard. Basically, it's like caught being good when you're in elementary school or something. Oh, you get a thing because you were caught being good or caught being bad. And she's like going around her town.
Dude, that's so crazy.
And then they interview this guy who like co-signed on a loan with somebody because they were doing something. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. But this guy made all his payments, but the other guy defaulted on the loan. And it affected this guy. And he was out of town when it hit. And he wasn't allowed to take the plane home. He had to take the train, and it took him like three times as long to get home. And like, it's like insane, absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So, you know, no matter how bad you have it, somebody's always got it worse, I guess.
Yeah.
Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says she wants to break up Amazon, Google, and Facebook. Now, I get the concept, but also, there's three of them. Why do you need to break them up? It's obviously not a monopoly. You just said Amazon, Google, and Facebook. You know, to me, they are direct competitors with one another. They all sell products. They all collect data. They all really do the same thing. They're just coming at it from a slightly different angle. But they all really do the same thing. The one I might agree with a bit here is Amazon is breaking mad antitrust laws that they're getting away with because they're online, that these laws don't apply to. But ultimately, I don't know. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, obviously this is new ground. Like you were mentioning, things are online. This is, it's not like we can look at precedents from 50 years ago to figure this out.
Right.
So I'm also very much a capitalist, very much a conservative, and I think big companies deserve the fruits of their labor. At the same time, you know, I kind of struggle with this idea of a monopoly, because it is possible for someone to become so powerful that they can forcibly hold down competition that would actually increase market, you know, the benefit to the people.
Right.
So I love these companies. I think Amazon has done more good for the U.S. than they've done bad. But yeah, there needs to be laws in place that make sure that they do not have the power or the authority to hold down smaller businesses. And if they are, they do need to be regulated from that.
Right. So the famous one with Amazon is diapers.com. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So Amazon, diapers.com was selling diapers and very successful at it. Amazon wanted to buy diapers.com. Diapers.com said no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a successful business. We don't want to sell. So what Amazon did is they marked their diapers down so low that they were losing millions on them. But what it ultimately did was devalue diapers.com to a point where they did eventually sell to Amazon.
Yeah, so.
Now, to do this in the real world, you would probably go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
But online, there are no antitrust laws that cover that sort of thing. And so I do get that aspect of it. I don't know if we need to break them up. I think we just need to reevaluate our antitrust laws.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to be, they need to protect those companies who are innovating and,
right,
and doing good things.
Because, you know, as we're saying, you know, a lot of people might be out there going like, oh, the government needs to stay out of that stuff. But the reason why the government involves themselves on that level is to protect capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
There can come a point, like you were saying, where business is just so big that it is squashing.
Yeah.
You know.
Crushing the competition.
Crushing the competition. And they can just keep doing business as normal and have no progressive change, like technologically or product-wise. I don't mean progressive like politically. I mean progressive like scientifically, because they're squashing everybody with the new inventions that maybe we want access to.
Yeah.
All right, and last on our list, I know it really has nothing to do with marketing or business, but it does have to do with technology, and so we throw it in whenever we can. Elon Musk's SpaceX capsule splashes down off Florida's coast. It worked. We covered it a little bit last week. We said that it was going on, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I love the fact that you know, these companies are now just breaking into the realm of space. Technology is so advanced that we now have car companies spinning off rocket companies and going to space. That's awesome.
Right. And it's funny, the astronauts, you know, who have been going up and down this whole time, when the capsule connected, they go in there and they're just all like, holy crap, it's like super slick in here. It's like totally, they were like totally surprised that it was like totally like a new car in there.
Right.
It was like beautiful and comfortable and like all these things that they're
It's like the
used
difference
to.
Between a city bus and a luxury vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So,
it's just real leather.
Yeah, so if anything, that was probably the biggest sales pitch to these astronauts. You know, they're all, I want to ride this thing. You
There's
know?
Like champagne in the center console.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it looks like 2001 when they have the lady come up to you with the, you know, the stewardess or whatever, the steward. I don't know what to call it. Flight attendant. Space attendant.
Yeah.
All right. So you have been listening to The Being Found Show, your guide to being found by more buying customers. And we thank you for checking out. I've been Chauncey. He's been Jake. And we'll see you next week. Teenage runaway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.